was approached by members of Ogra Fianna Fáil, and they asked me would I support the campaign. And I said I would. I spoke to colleagues in the SDLP, MLAs, and they thought it was a great idea also. And yeah, we have launches at Belfast and Stormont.
And following the recent census results from Northern Ireland, which has shown a shift there in terms of the political makeup, this will be a big move also.
Yeah, well, I suppose, taking all that into context, Michaela, you know, there is a lot of talk about quarter polls and shifting the dynamic. And maybe if there's a greater analysis of the dynamic, what's really happening in Northern Ireland is a shift away from Catholic and Protestant, I suppose, domination. And the quickest growth element in Northern Ireland at the moment is the middle ground, those non-religiously aligned or other religions. But I suppose, moreover, what this is about, Michaela, is in some way showing a sense of, I suppose, a gesture to say to people in Northern Ireland, this is a gesture of goodwill. We want to share this island. We've had a very checkered history, but the one positive outcome on this island that was achieved on the basis of inclusivity and respecting diversity and respecting other people's views was the Good Friday Agreement. And it's from there that we have to move. There are the foundations that are laid, and it's from there in that vein that we need to move. And it's in that vein that we have called for this. I think it's only right. It's not about being populist. This is ensuring that we start to move forward in a different vision, in a different vein, and one that's exclusive. It's not about party politics. It's about being exclusive for all the people on the island. If we're going to share the island, we believe this is where it needs to be.
And do you get the sense that there is, that people in Northern Ireland would want to have their say in this?
I do. because we went into the Parliament afterwards, and I met some MLAs on the unionist side. I met a retired DUP Speaker of the House, and we told them what we're about and explained it, the reasons for it, and they weren't completely anti and opposed to it. And I think, given that where we've been coming from, policy-wise in relation to the Shared Island, they're starting to understand where we're coming from. You know, this isn't about this simple idea. Some people put it that we just have a conversation and everything's rosy. It's much more complicated than that. But it's going to take small steps like this and gestures and I suppose time to understand each other, north and south. Because at the end of the day, if you're from Donegal, Derry, Tyrone, as somebody in Dublin, Galway or Cork, and it's only by pulling all elements of our society and our economy together can we create those opportunities into the future. So that's kind of really what it's all about.